Welcome back. Welcome back. Today I'm going to do something a little bit different, and it's going to be quick because I'm on the road. I'm out of town and I'm driving, but this thought came to my mind. It came to my mind, and I wanted to share it with somebody because I know that out of all the people that's going to listen to this episode, somebody's going to take heed to what I'm saying, and they're going to make it work for them. Well, this episode is kind of like this episode is hopefully it will break the generational curse of having people living and have to work so hard. If it doesn't help you out, it can help your children or your grandchildren. Okay, we're talking about real estate. And I know, you know, a lot of people, you can go the realtor route or you can purchase real estate. Going the realtor route is not a bad idea. It's not bad because either way, you're going to make money. But there are some people that are not equipped to go to school and do all the work and, you know, trying to sell homes. But what I'm gonna talk about, well, I'm gonna give you some ideas. You won't be a realtor, but you will buy property with the home and you will rent it out. Hey, you can rent it out with Section 8 or whatever. Now, a lot of people might say, well, I don't have that type of money. If you don't have money, good credit is just as good as having a lot of money. And if you're just spending and spending and spending, you need to watch wisely on what you're spending your money on. Because you want to spend money on something that's going to make you money. For instance, we all like new automobiles, new cars, new trucks. But a new vehicle will lose value as you take it off the lot. Get what I'm saying? It's new to you, but it loses value. So therefore, I'm not going to tell you not to buy one, but I'm going to tell you something that makes more sense. Think about this. You want to purchase a new vehicle and you have money to put down. Say you want $30,000 vehicle and you have $9,000 or $10,000 to put down on the vehicle. Okay. After taxes, it might be about $34,000-$35,000. You put $10,000 down, but you still have $25,000 to pay on that vehicle. Now, let's say you pay it off in approximately, say, 5 to 8 years. Okay? In 5 to 8 years, yeah, you would own that vehicle. But in 5 to 8 years, will that vehicle constantly put money back in your pocket? Now here's the twist. If you have $10,000 to put on a car, why not look into investment properties, rental properties, buy to own properties, and drop $10,000 on a rental property. Now, of course, you're going to have to come out of your pocket with a little bit of money to maintain this property. Say, for instance, you see a property, and I know this for a fact, and if you want to know more information, you can contact me, and I will go deeper into what I'm talking about. We'll get straight to the point. But like I was saying, if you have $10,000 to put on a vehicle that's not going to make you money back, why not put the $10,000 on a property for you to buy and rent out that property? And I know I may make it sound easy, but it's like some people are just not made to rent property and make money off of it. It's like some people are not built to be chiefs. Some people are built to be Indians. Some people will rent their whole lives because for some odd reason, they just can't get it together. And it's kind of like we're here. It's kind of like you're taking advantage of them, and it's kind of like you're not. But you providing them with somewhere to stay, and they paying your rent. So with that $10,000 that you drop on a home that you're trying to buy, say if the property is $40,000, it might even be less because they always have a lot of foreclosures. It's just, we're just not aware of stuff like this. Say if it's $40,000 to $50,000, you drop $10,000 on it, and you may have another $40,000 to pay, but the $40,000 left that you have to pay, you're renting that home out or that property, apartment, condo, or whatever. You're renting it out, let's say $700 a month. You're collecting $700 a month, and according to whatever your credit is, you're paying down the rest of that loan. Now, even if you have to come out of your pocket, that home will be yours one day. And you can continue to rent out that home, and that's generational wealth, generational money. If you're not going to do it for you, do it for your kids, grandkids, loved ones. That's something that could be the families. The family can eat off that property probably 50 years. It's just that easy. So don't be afraid to take that 10 grand and look for some rental property. Now, if you really want to go deeper, you look for property in Eastern North Carolina, because it's less expensive to live in those areas. But since we're always on social media, now's the time. Why not download an app and get all the information you need? People, there are apps out here right now. Just like you got Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. There are apps out here right now that will give you information on property that's for sale, whether you're trying to buy it and rent it out, or whether you're just trying to buy your home of your own. You may be in an apartment now. So if you're looking to do that, it's never too late to start looking into downloading these apps on your phone. Because We all deal with social media. It's entertainment. But 90% of us are not getting paid from social media. So, think about it. If you had an app that was telling you about properties for sale or properties in foreclosure, eventually, your purpose on your phone, you have a real purpose on your phone. And I'm not saying social media is not a purpose, but a lot of us look at it for entertainment. All I'm saying is, look for something that can eventually put some money in our pockets. Because I know how I grew up. No one left mama, grandmama, granddaddy. Nobody left nothing for me to make generational wealth. But the curse got to be broken somewhere. And I want to be it for my family. Because I don't want my grandkids to have to work so hard. A lot of us grow up, we look at our moms and dads work hard their whole life and don't get to enjoy life. Life should not be about working hard your whole life and not getting to enjoy it. But if we grow up around it, we think that's the way. That's not the way. You're supposed to be able to work, have time to enjoy yourself, and spend money. Do some things for yourself. And not go to a job and worry about working hard, getting overtime, spending most of your time on a job, and you don't have no family time just to make ends meet. That's not the American way. That's the way that we have been taught and what we have seen because our parents have worked so hard. And we all love our parents. But one thing I know, I don't want to be like my mom when it comes to stuff like this. My mom's 68 years old. And she's worked hard her whole life. And she enjoyed going to work. I don't want to be 68 going to work just to mingle, just to do it. At 68, I want to be doing what I want to do, checking on my rental properties, collecting payment from my tenants. That's what I want to be. And I hope if you listen to this, I hope the same for you. Because this episode right here is about giving people knowledge. And if I get one person to listen and they say, look, well, Gerald, you know, I try to do what you say, I feel good. And like I always say, this podcast is about thoughts and opinions. Everybody have them. But you can use it or not use it. But please, if you're, like I said, don't waste your time getting that new vehicle. Get something that's going to return, put money back in your pocket. That car, that truck, or whatever is not going to put money back in your pocket. And we all are cool with having extra cash. You know, you don't have to be rich, but if you got something that's putting cash in your pocket and you ain't working yourself to death, that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. You know, and if you've been on your job 15 to 20 years, you got to have at least 10 grand sitting around somewhere. Even if you got it in your 401k, you should take it out, start looking for foreclosures, and drop that $10,000 on a foreclosed home. I've seen homes in Eastern North Carolina for $30,000. Now, the home is 2 bedrooms, 1 bath. We cannot, when we're looking for these properties, the best thing that I can tell you, don't look at it as though if you're going to jump and live in it right now. Look at it as if you're about to make your money. That's how you have to look at it. So, once again, I hope one person come to me and say, Gerald, I like the information you just put out, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to buy this new vehicle because in 9 or 10 years, it's not going to do anything for me. But that property, somebody's going to be paying me money, and that's all I have. Hope that y'all come back next week. I have something else to talk about. But once again, I don't know who listened. I just get the numbers. And if you're listening, I appreciate it. If you tell somebody, I appreciate it. Like I said, I'm just thankful. And I'll talk to you guys next week.